Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again. With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back in. Final hour of In This League. It is Scott Bogman, Princess Scott Bogman, Mud King, the Welsh. Mud King sounds like a True Detective bat character. Because wasn't that
like the Yellow King?
The Yellow King. That's right. Ooh, I almost had
Nope. I think I almost made the same joke you did.
Oh.
Can't do it.
Oh, no. I know exactly what your joke was.
And so does everyone
else. If everyone has listened to this show, we both know exactly what that joke was. Not what I was going to do, but as soon as you said it, I knew what you meant. And I knew where you were going with it. I didn't want to reveal anything.
You know what? That's just as good as making the joke. If people get it, they get it. So
fair enough. Good point.
And I can't get in trouble for saying it.
We like to, we'll just use the first letter of words too, like F and S. Don't be a B. That type of stuff. We get away with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get away with it till we don't.
That's right.
Pretty much it goes on. InThisLeague.com. That's a website. Patreon.com/ITL Army. And the book, 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates. This is a baseball segment, so we really got to whore out the book here for the next hour or so. Go check it out. We want to get a mad dash here through the rest of February. Get a whole bunch of books sold. Buy the physical copy. Take a picture of it. Send it out. We're going to retweet it. We will we'll be indebted to you for all eternity.
That's right.
Or at least, you know, we'll like you a lot.
We will like you
most
a lot.
Most likely. Unless you have opinions on what's happening in there.
No opinions. Yeah. Sights taken.
Someone says, Brian Swarberg, who we're dipping into a whole nother realm here. He goes,
play in Savages?
I don't know. Let's see what his profile says. He goes, Price is Right contestant, reality show participant, reality? Mm. I guess it's reality.
It seems like he likes to be on TV.
5 mil hole in one misser. Don't know what that means. Nope. Sunny Loads wiper. Don't know what that means.
Whoa.
Poker player. I don't really understand what he's saying.
He's actually a janitor at the Orchid.
He goes, how is Taco Bell even an option? It's not even the worst fast food of its cuisine. Also, Burger King is trash. I'm going to tell him, we almost put Burger King on this, but we didn't want to alter the Arby versus Taco Bell debate.
That's right.
Finn.
Take that to the Price is Right.
Swarberg. Take that, Swarberg.
That's
get
right.
Get it. Baseball, Bogman. People can go buy the book and support us, and we would love them long time. But they can also listen to the baseball podcast, where we'll have lots of fun takes, one of which we are on the precipice, finally, it seems, maybe, possibly, probably not, of Bryce Harper signing. So much so that the GM of the Phillies took a private jet out to good old Las Vegas to meet with Bryce Harper is the presumed conversation. But what was so interesting about that is earlier on, I had seen that Bryce Harper, it was like a source from the Phillies, that Bryce Harper hadn't spoke to them in like weeks or a month or something like that. Like Harper just went dark completely.
Okay.
They're meeting, and for all intents and purposes, it's kind of seemed like Billy's the only one that really was willing to unload the pocketbook. Weren't they the team that said they weren't going to be outbid for players?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So,
and that's where they're at right now.
Well, I'm surprised that this hasn't gotten done yet a little bit. I mean, I'm not that surprised, but it seems like, you know, Boris is just trying to, it is Boris that represents him, right? I mean, I just assume that it's Boris with everyone.
Anyone that's a problem has to be right.
But, I just assume it's him, and, you know, Boris is just trying to get other teams to bid on Harper, knowing he wants more money than a lot of teams are willing to offer. And that's the problem. That's why it's taken so long for him to decide. And now he's the only one because Manny signed in San Diego and that's all over with. So they're just trying to put together everything to get this deal finally done. I just can't imagine what is the holdup now. If Philly's going to offer you the most money by a lot, isn't that the deal you're taking, or are you trying to squeeze just a little bit more out of them?
I mean, it's probably, you know, we all know, we're smart people here. We all know that Harper, well, we're smart enough. We may all be dumb, but we at least know that Bryce Harper has told his agent he needs to be the highest contract in American sports history. He has to make, even if it's $1 more than Manny Machado.
And that's average by annual because Giancarlo got $325, but it was over 13 years. So
he has to be the highest paid of all time. There's no doubt in my mind. So whatever team has to fulfill that. It looks like the Nationals have taken themselves out. They kind of did a good luck to you. We're, you know, we've tried our best, but we're out. White Sox seem to have been kind of priced out. They were, you know, I mean, they got hit out of the Machado stuff, and they thought they put a strong offer in there. And I think
when they asked Tim Anderson, like, are you glad the Manny Machado stuff is over? And he said, F yes.
Yeah, of course he is. I talked to Tim just the other day over in the he's such a funny dude. I was over at White Sox camp, and he's just always very relatable. And I didn't ask him that, but just seeing how he was doing. But the White Sox had offered Machado, it was like a $250 million deal, but it had some vesting options, so it wasn't guaranteed. And that's why Machado didn't want to do it. So the White Sox seems priced out. So what are we left with? We're left with not the Nationals, not the White Sox, the Padres, the Phillies, and maybe the Giants. Those seem like the Yankees seem out. Everybody else seems out. And I don't buy the Giants thing. I don't buy it.
I know you don't buy it. I just think that they're always kind of a wild card. They, you know, they made a bunch of money winning championships, so it's not like they're broke or anything. So I think that I just always think that they're a possibility. Maybe I'm perpetuating, you know, exactly what Scott Boras wants these teams to think, you know, that the other team is always an option. And, you know, because like we said before, I just assume nothing's going to work out. I assume that for the next 10 years, we'll have to see Harper and Machado in our division for the next decade.
But it might be with the same team because Padres, they haven't said they're out on Harper by any means. Like, I don't think they're going out there and saying, yeah, we're totally going to do it. But, you know, if such a low payroll in general that you now walk into a situation, I mean, I guess you got Harper and, you know, you got Hosmer and Machado locked up for a really long time that, with the assets they have, I mean, they could go in with stupid Machado, Hosmer, Bryce Harper, and you've got guys like Urias and Tatis. I mean, you have so much young control and so many assets that they then can go make the trades. The Padres have the unique ability, if it were to happen, and by the way, this could be happening now, by the way, or, you know, a little bit, depending when you're listening to this, it could have already signed. But if the Padres did it, they had this unique ability where I think in, like, a 72-hour span of signing Harper, they could instantly become a close to favorite in the NL. And I know that sounds wild to some people, but they could go out and they could sign, they could get Harper, they could maybe even sign a pitcher, they could go make a trade for a guy like Corey Kluber because they have all the assets in
the
world.
They would definitely move up, but they still don't have any pitching.
No, but I'm saying they have to do more. But what I'm saying is they have the ability and the assets to go make moves to teams that might want to move off of some players. Diamondbacks have been rumored to get rid of a guy like Robbie Ray. Kluber has been out there. They could go get a guy like Kluber. They could just go all in. That's what I mean. They have the ability to go all in and become an NL, maybe not a favorite, but they can become, you know, one of the teams to worry about with the Cubs and the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely could be. I still think they sign Harper. Maybe they trade for Kluber. I still don't think there's enough punch in that lineup, in the really? Rotation, I mean. There's enough punch in the lineup, but not in the rotation.
What if they added Kluber? They had Kluber. They got Chris Paddock in there. They have him start.
Paddock's probably going to be on an innings limit, and their best pitcher as of this second is probably Joey Lucchesi.
Okay, so you got Lucchesi. You got I can't even think of
right. See, exactly. That's the point. They don't have enough punch to get there. I think they're obviously going to be good very quickly here. I just don't think that this is the year. Could they push for a wild card? No, absolutely they could. That wouldn't be that surprising at all. Remember when the Twins made the wild card a couple years ago?
Yeah, I'm not
saying...
No
one expected them to do anything. I don't think they're competing with the Dodgers or Rockies right now.
Well, I think they would be pushing that. I guess you're right. Like, we wouldn't go out and say like they're ultimately the top dog in the NL West, but what they've done is they've taken themselves into a perennial contender for the next 4 to 5 years at least, but they vault themselves from the bottom of the division to the top because you've got guys that are close in. I mean, if they wanted to push, Mackenzie Gore could be a year away. You got Chris Paddock, Mackenzie Gore, all the prospects in the world to make trades left and right. In baseball, you can get good controllable assets if you're willing to give up. And the Padres have all the players to give up. I mean, so they could go out there and get some of these young guys that teams are not sold, you know, and where they truly are at. Or, you know, I mean, look at like what the Diamondbacks did and knowing they can't pay for Paul Goldschmidt. I'm just saying the Padres, they have.
Yeah, are you saying they could get Luke Weaver? What a great idea.
If they're willing to trade Fernando Tatis, of course.
Yeah, seriously.
Of course, that's what it would mean.
So stupid.
But I know what you're saying. I just don't think that's still likely. I don't sit in that camp. I don't think they're getting Machado. Harper, you mean. I think Harper, yes. Harper's a Philly.
They already got Machado. Right.
Harper's a Philly.
I think he's probably a Philly. Like you said, the Phillies are out there meeting with him right now.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
This up.
But there's still this little thing about the Giants in the back of my head where, you know, you said, and this still makes me angry every time I say it, but he wanted to play with Arizona because of the potential, you know, the relative closeness to Vegas.
Yeah, it was a friendly hitter's park, very, very close to Vegas. It's literally from my house where I live, I could get to Vegas in 4.5 hours.
Right. So, you know. San Francisco isn't as close as that, but it's still closer than Philly.
That's close enough.
Right, exactly. So there's still a little bit of that lingering. If that's seriously a major issue for him, that he wants to be closer to his home, then maybe San Francisco is, you know, or San Diego, either one.
You can't have the two biggest contracts in U.S. history, American sports history on your team, though.
Well, yeah, you can because you don't have any other contracts on your team outside of Hosmer.
You have all the young controllable assets, too. It's unbelievable.
You have Will Myers.
They move Will Myers. They can move. I mean, get rid of his contract. You can get rid of his contract, but they've got guys like Tatis and Urias and Margot and Franchi Cordero and Franmil Reyes. I mean, it's how you build a team. And the rest of the trades, you'd have to go get some starting pitching. And you have, I mean, the amount of starting pitching they have in the minors, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable the talent they have. But Harper's the last... piece to fall. By the way, who are the other guys that haven't signed? I'm not even locked in my brain right now. Marwin Gonzalez, we can talk about here shortly. He signed with the Twins. That one's finally done. Moustakas is done. Outside of Harper, who are we waiting on?
Dallas Keuchel still hasn't signed.
Okay, that's a good one. We're waiting on Keuchel. Is there anybody else important?
Craig Kimbrel.
Oh, God, what is going on with Kimbrel?
Right. And the Phillies are waiting because I think if they don't get Harper... I think they're buying Keuchel and Kimbrel. And I've said this the whole time. The Phillies, to me, are like a kid with too much money in his pocket. They don't know. All he knows is he has to leave the store with something.
Yeah. You got to get something. I know that story with my son. Be like, yeah, we're going to go get this thing. And they don't have it. And I'm like, oh, sorry, dear, they don't have it. And he's like, well, let's get something else. And it's like, well, you have to get something here. Every time. How many times we go shop? I'm going to go shopping. And he's like, can I come? I'm like, absolutely, dude, let's go. And I'm like, but we're not getting anything. We're just getting groceries. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, but we're not getting anything. You understand that, right? And he's like, all right, yeah, totally. Okay. We get there and he's like, can we go to Walmart and look at the toys? I'm like, no. We go to the grocery store. He's like, can we get like a lollipop? I'm like, dude, we just said we're not getting anything.
Right.
He has to. I totally agree. That's the Phillies.
Adam Jones, Carlos Gonzalez. Joey Batts, Carlos Gomez. Looking down the list here.
I bet that's some names. Carlos Gonzalez and Adam Jones. Adam Jones is one that needs to fall.
Gio Gonzalez hasn't signed yet.
Can you believe it? Spring training is happening today.
These pitchers are bad.
And all
Bartolo
these guys
hasn't
are not signed.
Yet.
Well, good.
He's got to decide which family he needs to be closer to.
Exactly. Yeah, it depends where he's going to go, which family it is. Are they both in the U.S.?
I think they're both
confirmed,
in New York.
By the way, you've been preaching that story for a couple of years.
Okay. Well, look up Bartolo Colon's secret family.
Let's look it up. Bartolo Colon secret family.
I cannot stop hacking today. I thought I was done being sick, but the hack continues.
Yeah, Bartolo Colon's double life with secret family. Because we railed on...
It's like a dad from the 50s.
We railed on Colon on the latest In This League pod. But it had to do with Astudillo, and it's my thing. Like, I continuously...
Everybody loves the fat guy because he hit a home run or he ran around the bases.
Everybody loves an athletic fat guy, and it becomes their favorite player. And every single person has to tweet about, oh, my God. And they think they're so cool when they do it. And it's just pandering. But Bartolo Colon's the worst of it because, yeah, it says... This is from an article from 2016. Colon has been living a double life that gets new meaning to his nickname, Big Sexy, stirring two secret love children with a woman while married to his devoted wife of 21 years.
See?
Yeah. There he goes. Let's see. 42-year-old hurler, this is at that time, dragged into Manhattan court by his ex, who claims the $7 million a year player is a deadbeat dad who failed to pay child support for their elementary school kids. And then, of course, had a second family. So you continue wearing your loser shirts of him hitting a homer, and let him be your icon. You go ahead, but you go stand on the pedestal family and tell me all about Robert Kraft and everybody else. I mean,
right?
You know, well, it's not good.
I mean, one doesn't make the other, but
no, it's true. But it's moralism here. We're talking about is everyone's yes. like, oh, I mean, Bartolo Colon.
Yeah. We would never impersonate Robert Kraft. No. Make fun of him. So
no, right, Robbie?
That wouldn't happen. I don't know what you guys do. You guys are all right in my book. Hey, if you guys are ever in Florida, I got a place for you to come. We're gonna have a great time.
Sounds like drunk Regis Philbin here.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be the best tuggy you've ever gotten.
What are we? Oh, we gotta go to. I think we have to go to break here, don't we?
Yeah, probably need a break here. Okay, probably need a break from us.
Yeah, probably. I think we need a break from us, too. Definitely. So while you're on break, go over to Amazon, go check out the book. If you bought it, give us a nice little review. If you bought it, let us know so we can love on you. We appreciate you dearly. We'll be back. More baseball talk for the rest of the hour in this league.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't. Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In This League.
Welcome back. More In This League. Scott Bogg and Chris Welsh. The Welsh. Find me on Twitter, at It's The Welsh. Find him at Bogman Sports. We were talking on the break. I have never heard Bogman cough as much in his life.
I'm like an asthmatic smoker.
You were sick. Right, you were sick like a month ago, and you're just still coughing. And yeah. I was working this event the other day, and it was like late. The event was just dragging. It was late at night, and I just started to kind of get this like allergy thing. I was rubbing my eyes, and my eyes, I probably looked just stoned or whatever. And I was just like, you know, completely red eyed. And someone was like, "You okay?" And I was just like, I just have allergies. And they're like, oh, yeah. And then I just said, yeah, you know, I got a really bad allergy attack about 3 weeks ago or a month ago. And it hasn't stopped. And it's every day. So what's happened is I just have allergies now. And what I was trying to hit the point of, because Boggs is kind of like, you're like, oh, yeah, you know, I know, it's just like, it just won't go away. I can't kick it. And what I'm trying to prove is I think we're at the age where no longer do we have these like fleeting things. When we have something, I think we just have it for our life now. Like,
right,
you're
right.
Just going to have that cough for your life. I just have allergies now. There's no
I better not have
it.
This cough for my life. This better be lung cancer if it's something. I mean, finish me off quick. I don't want to go out hacking for the next 30 years.
But it's to my point.
Or who am I kidding? The next 6 years.
But it's to my point. Oh, it always kills me when you do that. It's to my point, though, that I think we hit this age where both you just turned 44. The other January.
36, if we're doing math.
36.
Right.
My birthday is in almost exactly. Or
April 23rd?
Nope. Ooh, don't 20-something years of friends don't know my birth date, huh?
I only know anyone from Facebook. Is it 26?
Nope.
24th?
Nope.
20th? 21st, 22nd,
25th. 22nd. You literally 22nd. Named every single one.
Well, what didn't I say 23rd first?
Yeah, and then you went to 26th, okay, and then you went to 20th.
I went the wrong way. Yeah. Okay, 22nd, and then Will, who I've known for almost as long as I've known
you.
Yeah,
April's 26th.
Oh, he's the 26th. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I know Will. I'm good friends with Will.
Yeah, your birthdays are 4 days apart. Yeah. Great.
Okay, but
yeah. Tough to remember, isn't it?
I'm going
to
turn 36 2 months from yesterday. And
great.
This is the age, I think, that we just have things now. It just we no longer will it be a fleeting thing. This is what we experience now. We have this thing. You now, and what I'm getting at is maybe you don't have a cough.
Like my uncle had COPD and smoked for 50 years, and I sound exactly like him.
And that's what I'm saying.
Whenever he would get up to move, he would hack.
Your body is just done fighting. So whatever you have inside of you, it's just coming out now. So it's either a cough or it's lung cancer or it's COPD or whatever it is. And I just have my immune system, it's just done. My immune system is done fighting things. So I just have allergies every day of my life. At 10 p.m. every single night, it all falls apart. It all falls apart. Doesn't matter what's going on. This is the life that we have now, Boggs. We just have to get used to it.
Yeah, I guess I just need to keep stocking halls. Robert Kraft doesn't own them, does he?
I don't think so. I mean, it's going to be on discount tomorrow. On the blue. It's going to be a manager special we talked about. Get your Kraft on. I mean, there's too much there.
Oh,
by the way,
I'm dying.
This is my favorite thing that happened. So in hour one, if you're just tuning in, I don't remember why we got there, but we were talking about fast food, of course. And I put out the poll, what's the worst fast food place? Because Bogman says it's Taco Bell. I say it's clearly Arby's. So we put out the poll. We're closing in on 300 from just earlier in the show.
Why do you have to say clearly when you say yours, by the way?
Well, because
you got to add all kinds of questions. It's clearly Arby's.
No, I clearly put Arby's because it is.
Oh, and I drunkenly put Taco Bell.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you're not, your argument isn't even the taste of the food. It's that you got food poisoning once.
And we went through this.
I know, and you guys
said I tried it and it was awful.
No.
The taste of the food is no good, also.
My childhood was you getting their chicken quesadilla every single day of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And now you're getting gross. I can't say what I was going to say about Arby's. I can't do it. I was about to do it. But this is my favorite thing because there's just the comments just keep coming. This person, Iceberg, just comments under the tweet and goes, Wendy's, like he's saying it's Wendy's. But he tagged.
Iceberg definitely works at Taco Bell.
But he tagged not Wendy's. He tagged a person
who
owns the handle Wendy.
Everyone knows it's Wendy.
It's at Wendy. Wendolyn is her name. Signature cocktails with Spirit of Winch coffee and cocktail workshops through something. Boutique accomplishments. Lover this of local like, things.
This is like when I tag Oprah when we're doing a poll.
But he thought he was tagging Wendy's, a restaurant, and he tagged this chick who's got 6,000 followers. Probably because they think she's Wendy's. She's from Alberta, Canada.
Hey, good for Wendy.
Yeah, she's kind of attractive, too.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to take a look at this.
I think. My eyes are bad, but I can't tell. But yeah, so Iceberg, instead of putting the very active social media account, tagged this poor woman who's now in our poll.
Text, by the way.
Okay, what's the text? Let me look real quick.
I forgot to tell you about something I saw in last night's basketball game. When we were talking about don't read that.
I was just about to.
I forgot. I took a picture of this woman staring at a PG-13, and she's one of those people. It'd be like, I don't know which eye to look at.
Yeah, we had the debate earlier. What's difficult? The messed up eyes or a small hand? And you just text me a scenario which would be difficult for you. Got a lot of face, too, by the way.
So much face. Oh, my God. It's
the proportion of, like, of units to face is not adequate. Like, eyes, nose, and mouth.
What happened to the rest of your head? It's all face.
It looks like that magnet you made the other day. It's like, this didn't,
Bogman, we took the most embarrassing pictures of our life, and we might use them for some other things, but for one of these entry leagues we have, the Crybaby Roto from last year, we've got a prize that Bogman made, these magnets with this picture that only two people are going to own. It's a very much of a collector's item, so I don't remember who won them, but whoever's getting them, it's your own collector's item. And the spacing was a little bit odd on it, and we were laughing about it, and that's what this person is. There's, oh my God.
Weird spacing on their facing.
So much face. So, all right, is there anything else you want to talk about with Bryce Harper? I mean, the signing is looming. I've said it all along. It matters zero to me where he signs as far as his value going down. I just didn't, it doesn't matter.
So even in San Diego you're not going to drop him that much?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, frankly, I still like the setup there a lot. I mean, him and Manny Machado would be ideal, but I don't think he is. I think he's going to Philly, and if anything, that's a boost. And what I think is so interesting about it is when you go and look at ADPs, you know, I mean, he has become kind of firmly a mid-second rounder, where I have him as a first rounder. I just think he's such an elite talent, and he is going to go off in Philly if he signs there.
Yeah, I think so too. I, you know, he's in the middle of a great lineup. That's a good ballpark to hit in. So I'm definitely excited for him in Philly. San Diego, I don't know, I wouldn't knock him that much. And, you know, we talked about this with Joe. We talked about this with our guest. You know, I think he's going to be really good in Philly. But, you know, the San Diego stuff, that shouldn't knock him down much. It's overblown. The ballpark factors are definitely overblown. But I'd be more concerned about the lineup in San Diego than I would be about the ballpark. Because, sure, he has Manny. But is he going to be hitting behind Manny or in front of Manny? And then after that, you know, it's Will Myers and then Hosmer and then a bunch of nobodies. I mean, Urias is nice at the top of the lineup, but he'll be sitting way up there. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit more talented than you're making out to be. Here's one that I was concerned about, and it's interesting because we were having this conversation too about like spring training and what affects us positively or negatively. We talked a decent amount about the Trey Turner stuff with, you know, the stolen bases. This is one we didn't get into, and I got asked this on Friday a bit because I've openly been a Clayton Kershaw guy, but Clayton Kershaw was kind of, in theory, shut down after a bullpen session on Wednesday. He had this kind of moment where he wasn't happy about it, and we talked about it, and I kind of took it as like, just being a hardo and stuff like that. But what ends up coming out is it's much bigger. Clayton Kershaw said Friday that he should be playing catch in the next few days, and kind of go from there, because Clayshaw. Is on Roto World. Kershaw hadn't thrown for a couple days after telling the manager that he didn't feel right during live batting practice on Monday and then again on Wednesday. So they kind of shut him down from doing any throwing whatsoever. And Robert revealed previously
Kershaw is already hurt.
Kind of an arm thing. Yeah. So I've been team rebound for Clayton Kershaw when he's out there. Because all signs go, he's been very active in the adjustments he needs to make this year. But I am now a major pause. I'll be honest with you. We've got the TGFBI. TGFBI, the Great American Fantasy Baseball Invitational that starts up on Monday. And I said this in the chat. I think this is very likely I might still own him. Because I think what this is going to do is this is going to decimate any of the people.
That starts in just a couple days.
It starts in a couple days. But, like, you know, Kershaw was still sitting in that relative range of, you know, just post-elite players. Like, you know, Garrett Cole's going above him and probably Blake Snell. But, like, Trevor Bauer and those guys, Carlos Carrasco, are right around him. This injury, because of this draft that's coming up, it's going to drop Clayton Kershaw below them. And I think it's very likely, you know, these are 15-man leagues. I have the wheel pick. Coming back around into the third, fourth round, I fully expect Kershaw to be there. And I think I'm.
How many DL spots do we have?
I'm just asking. Why do you have that?
Seriously a strategy. If you have DL spots, maybe if he's going to miss the beginning of the year, you can stash him. But if you don't have DL spots, I don't know. Does that not make him less desirable?
Well, if there's no DL spots, absolutely.
Right. That's what I'm asking. I'm not actually being a dick right now. I promise. I'm asking if we know if there are how many DL spots there are.
I don't know.
I'll look it up while you're padding here. But, you know, with Clayton Kershaw, he's already worrisome because of the back. So, and you have the back. You're adding the arm. He's like that song, My Neck, My Back, My Head, My Head. My Head, My Head.
But what's brutal for me is because this is somebody that I globbed onto. This is someone, the discount,
Let's get to the bottom of this.
All right.
You are upset because you met him in Whole Foods and you got a shaky cam picture with him.
Yep.
And now you think we're best friends. You just said I saw Tim Anderson and called him Tim like you guys had dinner that night too.
I did call him Tim.
You
I
like
said, Tim, what's up, man?
You like people to know that you talk to players.
I do.
And, you know, you met your buddy, Clayton Kershaw, your best friend in the world.
Uh-huh.
You clearly took all those pictures with him and not with me.
Yeah.
You are upset because he's your buddy. And now he's not going to be playing at the beginning of the year.
I mean,
did we just hammer this out?
I mean, there's facts. There are some facts. I mean, I root for my friends. There. I'm always rooting for you. I'm rooting for you. You, me, and Clayton, we're on the same page.
Yeah, here. Yeah, we're not, but okay.
Yeah, I'm
right. Why can't I see the...
The DL?
Yeah, I'm trying to... Let me do it. Let me go to set lineup.
That's important because I need to know these things.
I haven't had a league on NFBC before, and neither have you, because our loser state won't let us do it. Oh, no. Two catchers, the Welsh. I forgot about that.
Oh, is it?
It is. It sure is. I don't see...
Is it too late to back out?
I don't see DL spots here.
Yeah, two catchers.
But it might be a... I guess I'm going to have to DM Justin and ask him.
That's two catcher.
Yeah.
I hate it. I want to drive no catcher.
Yeah, me too.
How about we say that? Catchers are the kickers of fantasy.
Just take Real Muto in the first round.
Scarcity, fine. Right? It's all about scarcity, guys.
It's all
not
about
that
scarcity.
Many good ones. So what you should do in the second and third round is take Real Muto and Gary Sanchez.
Right, exactly.
Which I'm not doing.
Yeah.
At all.
But I'll have two losers. I'll have... Beef Wellington, Castillo, and Carson Kelly. I don't care.
Yeah, well, I might have Carson Kelly, too. But what's going to happen now is Clayton Kershaw, at worst...
Plummets.
What?
I think he plummets. I think he's going way far down.
For at least the next week. So if you have a draft in the next week, if you happen to be in the Great Invitational, you have some slow drafts that are starting up, best balls, here is the deal. Clayton Kershaw's draft value should plummet over the next week until he starts throwing again and those sessions are right. So here's the ultimate risk is, are you willing to, you already got a discount. Are you willing to take the bigger discount with early issues knowing that this could drag on, or are you going to continuously let him plummet? I know you're out. I can't imagine there's a scenario where you take Clayton Kershaw.
There definitely is. If he falls way too far, I have no problem taking him, you know, because look, he hasn't had many arm issues. It has been back issues for him. So I can tell you without fail, if this was the back flaring up after his third bullpen session in spring training, I would be all the way out.
I agree. I would be much more out than I am right now, where
but
I'm
this
looking
is
at
different.
The discount.
This is like a, this is, you know, whatever inflammation, and I don't like it because it is an arm. That's concerning. And Kershaw's got a lot of innings on his arm, you know, all that good stuff. But if he falls too far, if people are being too ridiculous with it, I'll absolutely take him. There were a couple guys that, God, who was it? I think I wound up with Bumgarner after the finger thing, you know, when he broke his hand on the comeback or late in spring training. There are a couple leagues I drafted after that where I got him. You know, I got him way, way, way late. Obviously, he wasn't as good as I thought he was going to be, but he was still a discount from where he was going a week before. And if that's the case in this draft, I'll absolutely take him.
So let me look here real quick because I want to see. I don't even know where he is in NFBC. So he's going off at 38 overall. This is not going to encompass probably most of this stuff number wise, but his low is 61. So I will bet you he sits more around, because here are the pitchers that are below him: Walker Buehler, Noah Syndergaard, and Patrick Corbin. Guaranteed Noah Syndergaard jumps above him.
Yep.
I'm not sold if Walker Buehler truly does, but he might. What I think happens is Kershaw moves into the 45 range. He's going to move a couple notches lower, which for me, I'm drafting on the wheel in that. So there's a prime opportunity. I could be looking at Kershaw in that 3-4 range, which I still might pass. I'm not even sure if I'll have a pitcher after the first four rounds, which might not bode well for me. But the hitters are probably going to still be prime. You are probably a little bit more better set because you're drafting a little bit more in the middle of those.
Right.
But I mean, okay. So you think? Do you think if you were in your fourth round pick, would you be willing to go there? Or
no.
Third even? No. Okay. See, then
no,
you're
not
then
not
you're
in
out.
The fourth. I'm probably out. Like, these leagues are big. They're 15 man. You know, we're used. Well, I mean, I guess we're used to playing 16 or 12.
But, yeah, we do these big leagues all the time.
Right. I don't want him as my first pitcher, my second pitcher. So, but if he falls past that, like if I can double tap him with someone else, I would probably do it. Well, phrasing.
Phrasing for this whole entire episode. That's interesting. All right, one more segment coming up. More Bogman and the Welsh in this league. We'll finish up with some baseball talk. Spring training got down on Friday. We had the first couple homers. We've got a whole bunch that are going on Saturday, but we're not talking about that here. But more ITL coming up with Bogman and the Welsh. Don't go anywhere.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
In this league,
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends with the
in this league
in the dark.
Shout out to our boy Chris Pavona. He made that. These back in the days when doing the live Wednesday show, taking calls on the Fantasy Sports Network. Oh, remember those good old days, Bogman?
I remember the good old days.
Good old days. Our producer.
Yep. And my microphone sounded terrible every show.
Yep. Every single show. We'd have to tell you how terrible your mic was. Could never get it fixed. But we were live. Chris would make stuff for us. I mean,
he would jump in on the show.
Yeah. Someone just quote tweeted. I like this. It says, I put, what's the worst fast food? And someone called Keichel's Beard quote tweeted and said, people are dumb. So apparently I'm dumb.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess.
Yep. No, I guess. Yeah. People always take time out to, enjoy context, too, right?
I guess.
I'm sure he's going to listen to our show.
Oh, I don't know who this is. It's Keichel's Beard. It's a parody account.
Ah.
I think.
Well, so. It's only good if the defense behind it is good.
Yeah. I'd be like, you don't have a job, man. But back in the day, that rejoin made by our boy Chris Pavona, and we ended the last segment, or we joined the last segment every single show within this love, and we do it in this league, in this love, every single show still. So I think nobody cares. Someone listens to our show or cares about anything we do, but I always wonder, is there somebody out there that's like, I wonder why they do that all the time. So I answered it.
Ah, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That.
Yeah. Worst person in baseball, still Trevor Bauer.
What do you do now? Yes. I mean, always yes. And the answer is constantly yes.
Actually, there's multiple things.
Doesn't have a secret family, but yeah, he's
no,
not
you know what? To the point, he actively doesn't want to have a secret family. Let's see. You type in Trevor Bauer, and it is amazing. It comes up. It's about the woman he harassed online. That's a big one. Let's go Trevor Bauer dating, so I can get you the proper stuff.
Oh no,
Trevor Bauer says,
"Who wants to date a robot?"
That he has three rules of dating a woman.
Oh,
are you ready for them?
Yeah, I'm ready.
No feelings.
Right.
No tweets.
Mm-hmm.
No monogamy.
Okay.
So here is some stuff here. It goes,
I think I actually like Bauer more now.
Trevor Bauer. When Bauer meets a potential romantic partner, this is in where did he do this article? It's a Sports Illustrated article, of course. He goes, when Trevor Bauer meets a potential romantic partner, he outlines for her the parameters of any possible relationship on their very first date. So what?
My God.
Did you ever see those things where like this really controlling woman give a thing to her boyfriend? Here are your 10 rules of things you can and can't
do. Yeah.
This is what he's doing. Unbelievable what he...
Okay. I mean, you just have to immediately walk away.
Immediately. I mean, so he goes...
That's all there is to it.
I have three rules. One, no feelings. As soon as I
no
sense...
No feelings?
He says, as soon as I sense you're developing feelings, I'm going to cut it off. I mean, makes okay. all the sense relative to him. Because right. I'm not interested in a relationship and I'm emotionally unavailable. Realest thing he's ever said. Two, no social media posts about me while we're together because private life stays private. I mean, he has sure kept it all private, huh? And three.
Right. Unless I'm harassing people, that's not private.
Yeah, yeah. Or social media is open unless I'm harassing somebody that tweets about me. Number three, I sleep with other people. I'm going to continue to sleep with other people. If you're not okay with that, we won't sleep together. And that's perfectly fine. We can just be perfectly polite, platonic friends.
I mean, he's a dick.
He is the biggest
dick. At least he's laying out the stuff that he wants ahead of time. So no one's surprised. No one's blindsided. If you agree to this, you're stupid. But, you've agreed to it.
He says it's his way of being considerate. He says, quote, I imagine if I was married at this point, I would
kind
be a very
considerate.
He says I would be a very bad husband. He says he does want a family in the future. When
because
he
they're
can,
tripping all over each other to get to Trevor Bauer.
When he can be as all in on it as currently as he is in his career, maybe in a decade or so. Listen, you're right. Being honest is the best key here, and he is doing that. But I continue to hold. This guy has like Asperger's or something. Like, he is so socially awkward. He doesn't know how to read a room. He treats people like they're animals. Maybe sometimes it's appropriate. He is just the worst at every facet. I'm going to hurt my finger with drones. I'm going to rap about my own teammates. I'm going to harass people online. I am going to, he mires good things with bad things. Hey, I'm going to be really honest with you as a baseball player. Oh, that's cool. You're not allowed to have feelings. You can't post about me and I'm going to cheat on you. Oh, I'm going to do this really great charity. I want to help people. Oh, that's cool. I'm going to miter around the number 69 and pot with 420. All right. Yeah, I mean, okay, man, I don't know what to do here. Like, he is constantly mired in this, like, is it kind of good? And then he is completely unlikable.
Yeah, I mean, you watch some Always Sunny, haven't you?
Yeah.
Did you ever get to the episode where Dee is dating a guy named Lil Kevin?
I don't think so.
Well, everyone that has seen that episode is dying laughing right now because Trevor Bauer is Lil Kevin if Lil Kevin could throw a baseball. That's exactly what he is. I think you should type in Lil Kevin on YouTube, the Welsh, and take a look at it and see what he looks like. So,
I mean, can I play anything that could play on this show?
Ooh, that's a good question. Not going to give consent to that because I have no idea.
Okay, because I'm curious about playing something, but is it
don't
something?
Don't want to be blamed for it, right?
Let's see, so. Little Kevin.
Lil Kevin, L-I-L.
Yeah, well, a little. And actually, it autocorrected to LOL Kevin, and it went to Kevin Hart. So let's see.
If you see, like, do the L-I-L apostrophe Kevin.
Well, I think I found it.
Do you see the title of the show?
It's Bodie gives Little Kevin bad advice. No, these are like clips.
No. You can't read what the title of the show is on the show for sure.
Oh, well, little Kevin, does he have a music video?
Yeah, what?
Hottest? What? Or is this an actual rapper?
No.
Excuse dying?
Me. I'm dying.
I told you. Your age, you're just dying. Okay, here we go. Little Kevin rap?
Yes. Or,
all right, let's see if we can play this here.
No, you can't. You can't.
Are you sure I can't?
Yep. I just remembered some of the lyrics. You can't.
Oh, even on the TV show?
Yeah.
What about It's Always Sunny? D has a huge news for the gang.
No, don't do that.
All right, can't do it. Okay, great. I can't.
I'm sorry. I brought it up. I thought maybe you had seen
I'd
who
see.
Lil Kevin was. Do you see the name of the episode?
I see
now?
The name.
Yeah.
It's a word we can't say in 2019.
Right. Exactly. Yep. When they made this in 2014, it was okay. But now,
okay. Now I get your reference though, because he is a rapper.
Right. He's a rapper.
Ooh,
and he's not.
Who's a
smart.
Better rapper, Lil Kevin or Trevor Bauer?
Oh, definitely. When Lil Kevin murders D, he is definitely the better rapper. 100%.
Okay. All right. So they're similar.
Yep, they're very similar. I'm telling you, Lil Kevin is Trevor Bauer if he could throw a baseball. That's exactly what it is. So
I just wish, like, okay, I wish it would stop, because take this for instance. You know, pitcherless. Remember we talked about, or not,
yeah,
pitcherless.
Nick Pollock.
Not Nick Pollock. I'm sorry. Pitching Ninja. There's too many pitchers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Rob Friedman is his name. There's this video of this kid the other day, and I don't know if it was, to be honest with you, I just can't make anything out of what's going on anymore. There's this kid who was wearing a pitcher's list shirt. This is like 9-year-old kid.
Pitching Ninja?
What am I saying? Pitching Ninja. If I say pitcherless, I mean Pitching Ninja. So Pitching Ninja, you know, everybody loves him, and he's got like a shirt, and there's this kid in a batting cage who was a really great swing, just, you know, nailing away at some balls. And Alex Bregman chimes in and he's like, yo, check out this swing. And then I don't know if it's the dad or Pitching Ninja, I can't make out exactly who's who, is they're like, oh my god, you know, my kid, he's running around the house screaming. And Bregman goes, hey, are you guys in Florida? Because obviously he checked out, you know, what was going on. He's like, I'd love to hit with him. Well, on Friday, Pitching Ninja's posting tweets about this kid who is on a flight to Florida, gets to the training facility, and then there's videos of him and Bregman in the batting cage, and Bregman is going through a hitting session with him. Like, Bregman on Twitter sees this kid and then invites him to come and, like, hit with him and trains the kid and gives him autograph stuff.
There's actually a bad ending to the story. I don't know if you knew this, because Bregman will never hit with this kid again, because before he hit with him, he said, no feelings, no social media, and I'm going to hit with other people, just so you know.
Okay.
So he won't hit with him anymore because of the social media. So.
Well, I mean, that, you know, that's how it goes. But they had this Bregman versus, like, Bauer debate. You got guys like Bregman who make the game better. Bregman make baseball better. It makes it more likable. You're creating a longer standing love for not just this kid who's now going to love Alex Bregman forever, but everybody gets to see it. They're like, holy crap, this is what this is all about. And then turn over here to this mudsucker who's talking about, I'm going to cheat on you if I date you. And it's the worst. And Trevor Bauer is...
he's weird. He's a weird dude.
He represents everything that you just don't want in baseball. And I'm not talking of the horrible things. He doesn't have a fake secret family like Bartolo Colon. He doesn't hit anybody. He doesn't
do all those things.
He's you remember when Charles Barkley was like, I'm not a role model. Trevor Bauer is the worst of that.
He's a dick. I mean, there's no other way to describe it, right?
Yeah.
That's just what he is.
You can keep saying that. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, there's no other way to describe it. Like, he's whatever. He's a jerk, you know? He's not a nice person.
But at least he's true to himself, I guess.
Whatever. Dude, you going to do you, bud.
What is
this? So go ahead and do it.
What is this? Bauer is using brain stimulation tech to improve changeup. How about brain stimulation to your personality? Rewire those neurons.
He's using it for his changeup. He should use it in his frontal lobe so he feels empathy with other people.
You know what?
If Trevor Bauer wasn't a pitcher, he'd probably be a serial killer.
I mean,
look at his face. Couldn't you just say all the stuff that Ted Bundy did?
The hidden Trevor Bauer tapes.
TB, Trevor Bauer, Ted Bundy.
Oh, look conspiracy. At that.
Like, that's a coincidence.
Uh-oh, conspiracy.
That's right. Everyone with TB.
Oh,
probably a serial killer.
That sounds like a disease. He's using brain. What is it? So
it's something with that.
The
like
technique. Oh, here it is.
Seals use or something. And
Bauer hooks up electrodes to his temples and has a 1 milliamp current run into his brain. Oh, man, I wish they'd ramp up those currents into his brain. I'm sorry. into his brain in an effort to improve the performance of the organ. The technique, which the U.S. military has adopted to improve the capabilities of target analysts, is a new addition to Bauer's already diverse and eccentric preparation to pitch at an elite level, which includes speed camera capturing the movement, spin rate, and access of the pitches. So we're using military equipment so he can throw a better changeup.
I guess.
While he cheats on any woman who's not allowed to talk about him or have feelings for
him. I can't believe he'll put that on social media, but he wouldn't put a hot chick that he slept with on social media.
Do you remember, it was like, was it a couple of years ago before Hard Knocks, where J.J. Watt was like,
I don't date. I can't. I have. It's only football. Blah 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 blah. And then like he got popular and everything changed. He's doing commercials and he was dating Lindsay Vonn and doing all this stuff. Like there was a time.
Yeah, he's married now.
Who's he married to?
I don't know.
Anyone we care about?
Mrs. Watt? I have no idea what her name is. So.
Put a couple more Watts through Bauer here. I don't know. I hate it, actually, because anytime anything comes up with Bauer, I just get all the tweets because everybody knows I can't stand him. And it's ironic, too, because you know this guy is like 15 minutes from me right now. Because I live right near the Indians facility. The last time I saw him in person, he was walking around. He was walking around the field that they played in Goodyear with like a kendo stick. That's what he was doing. It was during the game, by the way.
What does he think? He's a Ninja Turtle?
He's walking around with a kendo stick. He was holding it like you would hold a kendo stick.
Obnoxious.
That's what he's doing. Yeah, he's just obnoxious. And it's the ultimate battle for me of like the guy will do good things. He's being true
to
himself.
Well, he has the charity stuff. And yeah. We had a listener say, I had no idea about his charity until you guys talked about it. And then he hit him up and he got his charity donated to.
Yeah, all those things are good. But it's just like, I don't know, man. Like you just have no discretion in the world. Like you honestly, I totally get it. You are emotionally unavailable. You're unavailable emotionally for everybody in the entire world. It just, you're not like a likable person. And it's weird. It's almost just like Zach Greinke, like, except he talks. Like Zach Greinke.
I feel like those two in a room and see how many words are said.
Oh my God. Well, but like, I feel like all these things are Greinke. Oh my God. Zach Greinke. I feel like all of these things Greinke have, except Greinke just keeps it to himself. Bauer has to tell everybody what an obnoxious person he is. He has to let the entire world know about every little step he takes. And it's I don't want to watch you every step you take.
Every move you make.
I don't want it anymore. How can I quit Bauer?
Trevor Bauer is right at the line of like, you can't actually, like, we can because he used to be a Diamondback.
I wish he wouldn't be good anymore.
You know, talked a bunch of smack about the Diamondback players. So we really don't like him. So,
and the fans.
But he's not horrible. Like he hasn't gotten a bunch of DUIs or beat his wife or anything.
We always preface that. Like we don't.
So you can't despise him. You can't cold straight hate him. But
he's not a bad person.
Just be normal, man. Just be normal for 5 seconds. Don't be a weirdo. You know, just be a normal person. He would not be a normal guy in society. Everybody would hate that guy. They'd be like, Trevor's a dick.
I mean,
that's the guy you work with in your office that you hated. He would be that guy.
Yeah, he would.
He'd eat the same tuna sandwich every day and no one would like him.
Never use PayPal.
He would be the guy that said, well, you know, this horrible leader from the past had some good points. That's what he. Well, I'm not saying anyone specifically, but he would find the good points out of the most horrific
things. Bauer ever been to Jupiter, Florida?
To be honest, I think he should. Maybe relax him a little bit.
I think he's doing plenty of relaxing. Apparently, they're knocking down the door box.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
He's not. He's getting all these women in Goodyear.
It's the same ones that are knocking down my door. It's nobody.
He's knocking down the door of the women in Cleveland and Goodyear, Arizona. Oh, what a loser.
Oh, I'm dying. Oh, God.
Can you imagine?
Oh, God.
Anyway, that's how we're going to end the show. It's unbelievable.
I'm dying.
What a horrible show.
I almost threw up.
I hope you guys like it. Oh, wait, what's the ending vote? Hold on. We only have a couple seconds here left. I'm on pitching.
Last time I saw it was 59% RBs. That's a win for me.
58%
RBs.
It's like 350 right now. 350 people in this stupid 2.5 hours have voted on this. The comments are just all over the board. I imagine by the time you're hearing this, you're going to even see more. But hey, we're dumb, like Keckle's beard told us. Go over to Amazon, pick up the book, 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates. You can do a search and you'll find it. InThisLeague.com is where all the other stuff and things are. And of course, you follow us on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports. Hey, Robbie, thanks for sitting in with us.
You guys are great. Did I invite you down to Jupiter yet?
Next time.
You guys need to come visit me.
Yeah, we'll come down next time. Happy endings. All right. Bye, everybody.